This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. In Dallas, the numbers on affordable housing are shocking. There are only 19 affordable homes for every 100 low-income families who need them. And that's playing out in West Dallas. Fancy new apartment buildings are popping up, but for long-term residents about to lose their homes, there's nothing they can afford to rent. Experts weigh in on what could solve, or at least dent, the affordable housing crisis. More than 100 families are holding out in West Dallas, still living in old rental houses due to be shut down in 2.5 weeks. They've known that day was coming for 7 months. 200 of their neighbors have already moved. The people who remain say they're out of options.
Both sides should have came out and started talking to the people, you know, beforehand, you know.
I don't see it, but I'm praying. I hope that he'll have a change of heart and go ahead and sell us the properties.
That you can't have, you know, all low income. And you can't have all up here, you know. It's got to be a mixture of all of that.
That's West Dallas community leader Ronnie Mestis, and before him, Ashton Elder and Joe Garcia, two tenants living in homes owned by HMK Limited. The city tightened housing standards last fall, and 305 HMK homes were deemed not up to code. Tenants were allowed to stay through the end of the school year. HMK's owner says he can't afford to fix the 1940s houses. Those three residents we just heard from, they can't quite wrap their heads around all the new development in West Dallas. And the points they just made? That people in gentrifying neighborhoods should be heard, that home ownership should be an option for poor families, and that neighborhoods should be a mix of housing? Those are the same points housing experts across the country have been making for the better part of a decade.
The housing crisis has certainly increased, I'd say, since the homeownership crisis of 2007-2008. So after that, of course, we had millions of people who were previously homeowners who lost their homes and re-entered or entered the rental market.
Crowding out people at the bottom of the income ladder. Diane Yentel heads up the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. She says the housing situation in this country is a crisis, and North Texas is in the thick of it. Dallas-Fort Worth is tied for fifth worst in the country when it comes to metro areas with available affordable housing.
We don't lack an understanding of the problem. We don't lack proven solutions to homelessness or housing insecurity, and we actually don't lack the resources either. We just don't target them towards those with the greatest need.
That's been the responsibility of the federal government. And with the conservative Republican administration, there are even more questions. Diane Yentel sketches out several options the government has.
If we were to increase federal investment in programs like the National Housing Trust Fund program, which is a program that creates new rental homes only for the lowest income people, or Section 8 vouchers or other types of rental assistance that can help low-income people afford the homes that they're in. That's what's most needed.
Right now, only a quarter of people who qualify for and need Section 8 vouchers get them, and the waiting list to receive them can be years long. Even with a voucher, there's no guarantee someone will find a place to use it.
The voucher program is highly successful, but it only works when people are able to get into units that accept their Section 8 vouchers. And unfortunately, there's only a couple handfuls of communities across the country that have what are called source of income discrimination protection laws.
And none of those are in Texas. State law actually prevents cities from passing such ordinances. Cities across the country have been dealing with affordable housing crunches for years, from Boston to Oakland. Another big Texas city wrestling with the effects of gentrification? Houston. Tom McCasland is director of housing and community development there.
Some of our previously moderate income neighborhoods, prices have been rising dramatically. And so families who used to have neighborhoods that were affordable are finding themselves squeezed out of those neighborhoods.
One thing Houston is trying, what's known as a community land trust. Run by a nonprofit corporation, it allows people to buy homes at deeply subsidized prices. If a homeowner decides to move, there's a resale formula that keeps the house affordable for the next owner.
That is one of the few mechanisms where you can have home ownership but have permanent affordability in that neighborhood.
McCasland admits, in a booming housing market like Houston, keeping neighborhoods affordable is a challenge. For him, it's personal.
I grew up in a family of 9 kids, underhoused most of my childhood and living in poverty most of my childhood. And there is nothing more important to the safety and security of a child's future than having a good roof over their heads.
That's something just about everyone in West Dallas agrees on. The people losing their rental homes, the city, the landlord. The problem is nobody can agree on when to move those families under new roofs and where those new homes might be. For Rosemary Guerra, hers was 5 miles south in Oak Cliff.
We were used to being outside in the front and, you know, we knew who passed by and who didn't. And, you know, here everybody's like, they go outside, but just to cut the yard and stuff like that is totally different.
Our series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, continues next week with a look at how life has changed for West Dallas families who've already packed up and moved on. Courtney Collins, KERA News.